Care for Changing Lives, learning about Hospice Quinty on 91X.
I'm Lee McConnell with Hospice Quinty. When faced with the death of a loved one, everyone has a different way to cope. A person's reaction depends on a multitude of factors, including the nature of their relationship with the person, whether or not they've handled the death of someone close to them before, and their personality in general, just to name a few. While there is no right way to mourn the death of someone you know, there can be certain actions a person could take in an attempt to cope that could be harmful to themselves or those around them. On this week's episode of Changing Lives, we're going to go over negative coping strategies and why you would be best to avoid them. So what is negative coping? Negative coping is any type of behavior that is used as a quick fix to regularly avoid painful emotions or situations. These are temporary distractions that reduce emotional pain in the short term, but provide very little in the way of actual healing. In other words, negative coping doesn't address the issue and only temporarily makes you feel better. It's also important to point out that doing things regularly to the point of creating a pattern of avoidance is when things become concerning. It's repeatedly doing actions that avoid resolving issues and feelings that can become harmful. As well, actions that can seem like good, healthy coping strategies on the surface can actually turn out to be hurting more than helping. This is called adaptive versus maladaptive actions, and they exist on a spectrum. Rather than doing an action a normal amount, you can do something too much or too little to the point of it being harmful. For example, going to work. Whether you are not going to work at all or working twice as much as you normally would, both are maladaptive approaches to grief. Another example is withdrawing away from people entirely versus going out to a party every night. Avoidance becomes maladaptive when it limits the way in which a griever can fill their roles as a spouse, parent, friend, employee, and society member, and when this cycle persists to the detriment of personal healing. Negative coping can encompass behaviors that promote avoidance by numbing the emotions of grief felt on a daily basis or in response to certain situations or memories, or by completely avoiding situations, memories, or thoughts in an effort to minimize exposure to unpleasant emotions. One thing to understand is that it is the way the behavior is being used that's important, rather than the behavior itself. Behaviors exist on a spectrum, and it's important to note whether or not they are being adaptive or maladaptive, even if it is traditionally a good behavior. Here is a list of some behaviors that can become negative coping strategies. Overworking, staying busy, focusing only on the needs of your children, constantly saying, "I'm fine," substance use, throwing oneself into advocacy, emotional or physical isolation, cutting yourself off from certain family and friends, seeking constant distraction, avoiding certain places, apathy, emotional eating, giving up, or fighting. This is not a complete list, and some of these behaviors are perfectly fine when done in a healthy amount. When someone performs the behavior consistently to the point where it complicates their everyday life and prevents them from learning how to deal with negative emotions they are experiencing due to grief, that is when it becomes a negative coping strategy. The main thing to do when someone close to you dies is to be on the lookout for you or your loved ones using negative coping strategies to process the death. If you are conscious of the idea that many people may fall back on bad habits or do something excessively in the place of proper grieving, you may be able to help stop the unhealthy pattern of behavior. Dealing with the death of a loved one is never easy, but the healthiest way to move past it is to accept the situation and work through the regular stages of grief. Hospice Quinty's Bereavement Wellness Program is designed to provide support for individuals who are experiencing grief due to the expected death of someone close to them. It is an excellent way for you to work through your grief with others who have also experienced the death of someone close to them, and hopefully prevent any negative coping strategies before they start. To learn more, visit our website at hospicequinty.ca. Hospice Quinty provides individuals, their families, and caregivers with compassionate end-of-life care by attending to their physical, psychosocial, and practical needs, and offering empathetic care to those who are grieving through visiting hospice services and support groups. All Hospice Quinty programs and services are provided by compassionate, well-trained volunteers and staff at no charge to the individual or their family. We serve a population of over 110,000 in Quinte West, Belleville, Deserano, Tyendinega Township, and the Tyendinega Mohawk Territory.
Learn more by visiting hospicequinty.ca and listen for new information each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.